Jeremiah chapter 51. This is what the Lord says. I am about to stir up a destructive wind against Babylon and against the inhabitants of the Chaldees, and I will send foreigners to Babylon who will winnow it and empty its land, for they will be against it all around on the baneful day, against the archer who draws his bow and against him who exalts himself in his coat of mail. And do not spare its young men, obliterate all of its army. And casualties will fall in the land of the Chaldeans, with men pierced through in its streets. For Israel has not been widowed, nor Judah, from their God, from the Lord of hosts, although their land is full of guilt against the Holy One of Israel. Flee from Babylon, and let each save his life. Do not be cut down in its iniquity, for it is the time of the Lord's vengeance, when he requites it with retribution. Babylon was a golden cup in the Lord's hand, a cup which made the whole earth drunk. Nations drank its wine, which is why the nations are acting in a mad way. Babylon will fall suddenly, and it will collapse. Wail for it, fetch balsam for its wounds, maybe it can be healed. We applied healing to Babylon, but it did not become healed. Leave it and let each of us go to his own country, for its case in law has reached the heavens, and it has been raised to the skies. The Lord has vindicated us. Come, let us report in Zion what the Lord our God has done. Polish the arrows, take up the shields. The Lord has stirred up the spirit of the kings of Media, for his purpose is against Babylon, to bring ruin on it, for it is the Lord's vengeance, the avenging of his temple. Raise a standard at Babylon's walls, make the watch strong. Set up guards, prepare ambushes, for the Lord has both purposed and will do what he has declared to the inhabitants of Babylon. You dwell by much water, you are rich in treasures, but your end has come, the just deserts of your plundering. The Lord of hosts has sworn by himself and said, I will certainly fill you with men like devouring locusts, and they will raise a shout against you. He is the maker of the earth by his power, the preparer of the world by his wisdom, who stretched out the heavens with his understanding. When he sounds his voice, there is roaring of water in the sky, and he makes vapours rise from the end of the earth. He produces lightning with the rain, and he brings wind out of his storehouses. Every man has become deficient in knowledge. Every metalsmith has become ashamed of the idol, for his cast figure is a false thing, and there is no spirit in them. They are vanity, a work based on delusions. At the time of their visitation, they will perish. Such is not the portion of Jacob. Rather, it is he who is the fashioner of everything, and of the sceptre of his inheritance. The Lord of hosts is his name. You are my hammer, instruments of war, and I will crush nations with you, and I will bring ruin on kingdoms with you, and I will crush a horse and its rider with you, and I will crush a chariot and its rider with you, and I will crush man and woman with you, and I will crush old and young with you. And I will crush the young man and the virgin girl with you, and I will crush shepherd and his flock with you, and I will crush farmer and his yoke of oxen with you, and I will crush governors and administrators with you, and I will requite Babylon and all the inhabitants of the Chaldees for all the harm they have done to Zion before your eyes, says the Lord. I am here against you, you mountain which bring ruin, says the Lord, you who bring ruin on the whole earth. And I have stretched out my hand against you, and I will roll you down from the rocks, and I will make you a blazing mountain. And they will not take from you stone for a cornerstone or stone for foundations, for you will be an age-abiding desolate area, says the Lord. Raise a standard in the land, sound the ram's horn among the nations, consecrate nations against it. Summon against it the kingdoms of Ararat, Mini, and Ashkenaz. Appoint a general against it. Bring up horses like the bristly devouring locust. Consecrate nations against it, the kings of Media, their governors and all their administrators, and the whole land under its rule. And the land will shake and tremble, For the purposes of the Lord will be established against Babylon, so as to make the land of Babylon a desolation without an inhabitant. The warriors of Babylon have stopped fighting. They have remained in the fortresses. Their valour has ebbed away. They have become women. Its homes have been burned. Its bolts have been broken. One runner is running towards another, and one messenger towards another, to tell the king of Babylon that his city has been captured from end to end. And the fords have been captured, and the reedy places have been burned with fire, and the combatants have become terrified. For this is what the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, says: the daughter of Babylon is like a threshing floor at the time for it to be trodden. In a little while, the time of harvesting, it will come. Nebuchadrezzar, the king of Babylon, has devoured me. He has routed me. He has presented me as an empty vessel. He has swallowed me as a crocodile does. He has filled his belly with my delightful things. He has driven me out. The violence I have suffered, and that of my kin, be on Babylon, the inhabitant of Zion will say. And may my blood be on the inhabitants of the Chaldees, Jerusalem will say. Therefore this is what the Lord says: I am about to plead your case, and I will take your revenge, and I will dry up its sea, and I will cause failure of its water source. And Babylon will become heaps of stones, a den of jackals, a desolation and a laughingstock, without an inhabitant. They will roar together like lion cubs. They will growl like the whelp of lionesses. When they are in a state of arousal, I will lay on a banquet for them, and I will make them drunk so that they exult and sleep an age-abiding sleep and do not wake up, says the Lord. I will bring them down like fatted lambs to the slaughter, like rams with he-goats. How Babylon has been captured, and how the object of praise of the whole earth has been seized. How Babylon has become an object of astonishment among the nations. The sea came up to Babylon. It was covered by the vast quantity of its waves. Its towns became a desolation, a land of drought and aridity, a land in whose towns no man can live, and through which no son of Adam will pass. And I will visit Bel in Babylon, and I will eject from his mouth what he has swallowed, and the nations will no longer stream to him. Indeed, Babylon's wall will fall. Come out of it, my people, and let each man save himself from the furious anger of the Lord, and so that your heart does not become faint, and you become afraid at the report heard in the land. When a report comes in one year, and after it a report in the next year, and there is violence in the land, with ruler against ruler, behold, the days are coming when I will visit the carved images of Babylon, and all its land will be put to shame, and all its casualties will fall within its precincts. And heaven and earth and all who are in them will be jubilant about Babylon, for the plunderers will come against it from the north, says the Lord. Babylon was both the cause of Israel's casualties falling, and it was because of Babylon that the casualties of the whole earth fell. You who have escaped the sword, go away, do not stand still. Remember the Lord when you are far away, and let Jerusalem come to mind. We were ashamed when we heard the reproach. Ignominy covered our faces, for foreigners had arrived at the sanctuaries of the house of the Lord. That is why, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will visit its idols, and throughout all its land the wounded will groan. Even if Babylon rises to the skies, or if it fortifies itself to the height of its strength, plunderers will go to it at my instigation, says the Lord. Hear a sound of an outcry from Babylon, and of wide-scale destruction from the land of the Chaldeans, for the Lord is ravaging Babylon, and he has silenced its loud voice. As their waves rage like mighty waters, as their tumultuous sound rings out, for the plunderer has come against it, against Babylon, and its warriors will be captured, and their bows will each be broken in pieces. For the Lord is a God of retributions. He will certainly requite them. And I will make its officers and its wise men, and its governors and its administrators and its warriors, drunk, and they will sleep an age-abiding sleep, and they will not wake up, says the King. The Lord of hosts is his name. This is what the Lord of hosts says, The wide walls of Babylon will certainly be demolished, and its tall gates will be burned with fire. And various peoples will toil quite in vain, and nations will become weary with so much fire. The words with which Jeremiah the prophet commanded Seraiah, the son of Neriah, the son of Maaseiah, when he went with Zedekiah, king of Judah, to Babylon in the fourth year of his reign, when Seraiah was the officer for security. For Jeremiah wrote in a book all the trouble which would come over Babylon, all those things which have been written concerning Babylon. And Jeremiah said to Seraiah, "When you arrive in Babylon, then look and read all these words, and say, 'Lord, you have spoken against this place, that you will cut it off, so that it has no inhabitant, neither man nor beast, for it will be an age-abiding desolation. And it will come to pass, when you have finished reading this book, that you will bind a stone to it, and you will cast it into the Euphrates, and you will say, "This is how Babylon will sink and will not rise, because of the trouble which I am bringing on it, and they will become weary.'" Those were the words of Jeremiah.